I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time. Happiness is something most of us want, but it turns out there are different kinds of happiness. And if we want to be happy, it might help if we start by figuring out which kind of happiness we want to pursue. A recent series of studies asked people to choose what kind of happiness they want from two types called experienced happiness versus remembered happiness. Cassie McGillner-Holmes is the Justice Elwood Lee Endowed Term Chair in Management and an Associate Professor of Marketing and Behavioral Decision Making at the Anderson School of Management at the University of California, Los Angeles. She studies happiness. Cassie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got two different kinds of happiness we're looking at here, experienced and remembered happiness. Can you explain what we mean by both of those?
Yeah, so experienced happiness is or captures that over the course of time, you know, moment to moment, feeling happy in the moment, whereas remembered happiness, it's looking back on a period of time and feeling happy as you remember it. And so this has actually been described as sort of being happy in your life for the experienced happiness versus being happy about your life as you sort of reflect back and assess your happiness.
And examples you give in your research, maybe I'm happy watching TV right now, yay, but years from now I'm not going to think back about that hour I spent watching TV. I might not be happy now, taking care of a kid. Years from now I might remember that happily. Is that a good way to distinguish those?
Yeah, exactly. So actually, I mean, a lot of times things that you experience happily are also remembered happily. So actually a correlation quite high at sort of 0.5, but the pieces that you picked out is that it's not perfectly correlated. So there are instances or activities or experience or periods of time where you experience it as happy but don't necessarily remember it. So and then the flip of that where you remember it happy even though in the moment it wasn't particularly fun.
And then part of what you try to do is figure out which kind of happy makes us happier. How did you try to do that? How did you go out to people and try to suss that out?
Yeah, so we actually can't say which is the better form of happiness, but we did go out and ask people which form of happiness they would prefer if they had to choose. And so we asked sort of thousands of Americans from across the country, different ages, income levels, employment status, marital status, et cetera, the simple question, if you had to choose for your life, which form of happiness would you prefer, experienced or remembered happiness? And then we also asked people, which would you prefer for a year, experienced or remembered happiness? And then we also asked folks for a day and for the next hour. And what we found was that when people were thinking about their life overall, or their year, or even actually over the course of months, there was most people, around 75% of people said they would prefer to experience their life as happy. Now, interestingly, while you see the sort of general preference for experienced happiness, we did see actually that when people are thinking about their upcoming hour or day, then actually the choice is less clear. And so there you saw about half of the people said they would prefer experienced happiness, half said they would remember or prefer remembered happiness.
That actually is the opposite of what I would have expected. I thought if you'd say, in the next minute or hour, yeah, I want to be happy right now. And then when you start to take the long view, then you want those cherished memories, but that's not how it came out.
Yeah, so I think that what we're picking up on, and which we don't give our sort of fellow Americans credit for, is that there's this sort of Protestant work ethic that underlies some of our decision-making, where we want to work hard so that later we can look back and feel sort of good about ourselves. And I think that that's what's getting picked up, and this sort of productivity orientation or desire to be productive that gets picked up when people are thinking about how they're going to be spending their next hour.
Now, is there, from this and your other research, is there some guidance here for how we try to plan for happiness, how we try to decide how we're going to use our time and get happy from it?
Well, I think the implication of this research, this particular piece, is that if you know, happiness is what you're pursuing for your life, is to think about your life as a whole when you're making decisions hour by hour, so that you sort of pull in that broader philosophy of how you want to live and who you want to be in the day-to-day. Because what this research suggests is that people's preferences don't necessarily line up from their hours to their life overall. And now, in terms of my research more broadly, in terms of how people should be spending their time in order to feel happy, I think that the conclusions there are maybe actually a little more helpful, is to identify whether those ways of spending time that you actually experience as happy and remember happily, so that you can sort of maximize both. And my research, as well as a bunch of the research in looking at determinants of happiness, picks up on the role of social connection and spending quality time with loved ones, whether that's friends or family or even, you know, good friends at work. And so it's those sort of connecting experiences that are both experienced happily and remembered happily.
It's a great place to leave it. Thanks to our guest, Cassie McGillner-Holmes. She's with the University of California, Los Angeles. She's a happiness researcher. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.